My name is Emma Martin, and this is the Lazy Keto Mum Podcast. If you are looking for help with keto and low carb, you have come to the right place. I just wanted to share some vulnerability with you in the hope that might empower you, or at least let you know that you're kind of not alone. So those of you that have been following my journey for, I don't know, what has it been, 3.5, 4 years, when I found keto and the keto community and ketones, you guys will have watched, a lot of you, as it made some massive changes in my life, my waistline, my health, my skin, my everything's. But the biggest change is probably what's in here. So the last few days, we've been very blessed to dial into a self-help development conference type thing with the keto community. And I just wanted to share, I guess, a couple of learnings from that. So there was an exercise we did where we had to write down all of our beliefs. And some of the beliefs I wrote about myself, you know, like, it's old stuff, right? It's stuff like, I'm not worthy. I have imposter syndrome. I don't believe I'm worth charging a certain amount of money. I wrote down that I wasn't pretty. We just had to write without thinking about it. And I wrote down that I was still chubby, which, you know, I've got a few wobbly bits. I'm actually okay with that now. What else did I write down? I wrote down that I didn't like my legs and I had chubby legs or stocky legs. And there was some stuff in there that really, I wouldn't even say that to my best friends, let alone myself. But that's some of the self-talk, which is crazy, right? Because we all have those feelings. I've spent all this time, like, I know that I can light fires in people, but why don't I believe it myself? I don't know if that makes any sense to you. This is the ramblings of a crazy brain, right? What we had to do after that exercise is cross out what wasn't serving us now. And as I was crossing out the I'm not pretty stuff, like, I remember where that came from. And a super quick story, when we were kids, my stepsisters and I, so I don't know, it must have been maybe 14, 15, and sorry, Dad, but we snuck out. So my dad lived at Noosa and my stepmom, and we were really close to Hastings Street, and it was all happening on Hastings Street, you know, this is where the cool people went. Anyway, so when I used to see my dad, I had the most wonderful stepsisters. I still do. I say had, they're still alive. And anyway, we used to sneak out. So we would sneak out when the adults were having a few drinks out the back. It was sort of just on dusk or just maybe dark, probably not the safest thing young teenage girls can do, but we did. As we were coming back, so we did whatever we did, you know, hang out with boys or whatever. We got stalked a few times by panel vans and stuff, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, they lived on the canals, and so the waterway had like a brick or a rock wall. And it's about a meter high, and we're sneaking along, and they're all out the back drinking. So there's, I don't know, 4 or 6 of them. I don't even remember how many. And we heard a conversation that we shouldn't have heard. And I remember there was some stuff said, there were some things said about my stepsisters. Not nice things, you know. This is our parents, and they were drinking. We weren't supposed to hear this conversation, because I've tried to have the conversation that I don't even remember. Anyway, we're sneaking along this rock wall where we couldn't be seen, and we're overhearing this conversation. My dad, I heard him say, oh, Emma will never be pretty. To hear that as a 14 or 15 year old girl, that went in my brain. And I've believed it for the last 25 years, 35, 25, I don't know, however many years since I was that old. No, I'm 50. I don't know. Maybe someone can do the maths for me. What I'm saying is that was one line that has influenced my whole damn life. I'm wondering if you have something you heard or thought about yourself that sabotaged other things. And as I was crossing out that I am not pretty, like, who says that about themselves? Come on. As I was crossing out the I am not pretty line, I went, wow, I've allowed that to define who I was, what I did, what I've done, who I am. One line. It was something like, Emma will never be beautiful, Emma will never be pretty, or something like that. Why do we make up these thoughts around what we've heard or what we perceive? Why do we do that? We are our own worst enemies. Anyway, I wanted to come and share that because I think often on social media, people show you what they think you want to see. But we are rounded human beings. We're 10 dimensional. I don't know. I made up 10. I don't know how many dimensions we've got. A lot. And I hope by me sharing this, it's not for you to go, oh, poor you. It's for me to hopefully unlock something for you. And you to find a key in yourself. Maybe there was a moment, a defining moment that made you feel less than what you were. That moment doesn't define you. And what I've realized by actually the physical crossing out that line is that I'm defining me right here, right now. And I'm not gonna hold myself back. I'm not going to not shine. Because I know that I can help a lot of people with the information that I have. Just this week, we're lowering people's insulin for diabetes. Like, yeah, that's special. That's special. So, but just wanted to share those little things with you. Little things like forgiving yourself. And you know what? I'm beautiful in so many ways. And so are you. And the challenge, I guess, is for us to see it when we look in the mirror. So have an amazing day. Do smile at somebody today because smiling causes dopamine in everybody, not just you. And you can leave a ripple wherever you go. Have an amazing day. Talk soon.
My name is Emma Martin, and this is the Lazy Keto Mum Podcast. If you are looking for help with keto and low carb, you have come to the right place.